Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
This is the Market Common Podcast for Thursday, March 7th by Jaira Lambos-Bisuros. I'm Christina Marujos, and thank you for joining us at XM.com. The U.S. dollar extended its decline against its major peers yesterday, with the commodity-linked currencies Aussie, Kiwi, and Loonie gaining the most. The greenback remains in a slide mode today as well, but the currency leading the pack now is the yen. The world's reserve currency has come under selling interest after the ISM manufacturing and non-manufacturing PMIs raised questions about the performance of the U.S. economy and continued its downward trajectory as, while testifying before the House Financial Services Committee, Fed Chair Powell said that if the economy evolves as projected, it will be likely appropriate to start dialing back policy restraint at some point this year. Although this is not new information, the fact that Powell did not clearly push back against market expectations like he did at the press conference following the last decision disappointed those who recently had begun to believe that even June may be too early for the committee to start lowering interest rates. Now, dollar traders are likely to turn their gaze to tomorrow's jobs data as they try to clear the fog over when the reduction process may begin. According to Fed Fund Futures, there is almost an 85% probability for a 25 basis points reduction in June. But should Friday's jobs numbers point to another month of solid employment gains and stickier than expected wage growth, that probability may be notably reduced. The yen rebounded yesterday after a report said that the Bank of Japan may hint at the end of negative interest rates at its March gathering, with the currency accelerating its advance today on new hike chatter. A new report hit the wires today saying that the Bank of Japan has approval from government officials to exit negative interest rates soon, while member Nakagawa joined forces with Takada in saying that the economy is making progress towards achieving the bank's 2% objective. On top of that, Japan's largest industrial labor group said that 25 of its member unions have already seen their wage demands being met in full, which significantly adds to the probability of an exit from negative interest rates very soon. The Canadian dollar was yesterday's main gainer, boosted by the Bank of Canada monetary policy decision. Canadian policymakers decided to keep interest rates unchanged as expected, but the statement accompanying the decision and Governor Tiff Macklem himself signaled concerns about high underlying price pressures, adding that more progress is needed before they start considering rate cuts. Today, the central bank torch will be passed to the European Central Bank. Despite the Eurozone's loss of economic momentum and the slowdown in inflation, policymakers have been repeatedly noting that it is not time to start lowering interest rates yet, and that acting earlier may risk refueling inflation. Therefore, with the market almost fully pricing in a first quarter point reduction in April, a message of patience from Lagarde and her colleagues could prompt market participants to scale back their ECB-related bets and thereby support the euro. On Wall Street, all three of its main indices rebounded as Powell added to hopes for rate cuts this year. Nonetheless, this doesn't mean that a strong employment report on Friday will result in a pullback if market participants lift somewhat higher their implied rate path. On the contrary, stocks could gain on signs that the U.S. economy continues to perform well. After all, following the disappointing ISM services PMI, all three indices slid instead of rising on hopes of earlier rate cuts. What's more, the fact that Nvidia hit a new record high yesterday suggests that there may be more AI-related future growth opportunities to be priced into the markets, which means that any future pullbacks in Wall Street are likely to stay limited and short-lived. Gold continued flying, hitting a new record high today, perhaps as it received extra support from the dollar's weakness and the retreat in Treasury yields. However, gold's rally appears to be disproportionate to the reaction in the dollar and yield, suggesting that even if the dollar rebounds on tomorrow, NFP, the metal could remain in high demand. This was today's Market Common Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.